Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Our smart decision of the week, brought to you by Houston Community College, goes to Roberta Anding. She's the team dietitian, nutritionalist, always helping these players make smart decisions when it comes to nutrition. First of all, it's great to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis with the Houston Texans.
Day-to-day basis, I think when we talk about performance, we really have to start to build a performance plan from the ground up. So I work on hydration, I work on making sure athletes are properly fueled to play football, and equally important to me is to make sure that these young men are healthy in the long run and we can prevent chronic disease. So that's a day in the life.
Well, let's start with the immediate, and that's, you talked about dehydration and hydration, of course, with training camp upon us. How, I'm sure it's different when you're getting these guys ready for training camp than it would be during the regular season, especially they've had, you know, they've been on vacations, they've had time off. Kind of tell us your approach to training camp.
To training camp, from a hydration standpoint, as in everything that happens here at the Houston Texans, we have a team approach. And our great athletic training staff, led by Jeff Kaplan, he will work on helping players who need IVs, making sure that if we need intravenous fluids, we're good. And my job is to make sure that I work on the hydration from the food standpoint, making sure that we have smoothies, 90% water, lots of fruits and vegetables, 90% water, milk and yogurt, 80% water, and helping them to build that performance plan from the ground up with hydration the cornerstone.
You talked about food, and of course we eat in the team cafeteria each and every day. And you've got, tell us a little bit about your training table, how you have it set up in there.
Well, our players don't have a lot of time from the field to meetings, and so we've organized it where we have a lean line, where if someone is trying to cut body fat, they've been told by myself or Jeff, Dr. Munz, that they've got a cholesterol problem, they eat in one spot. And then the other side of the line, the players call it this, I don't, the fat side, where if you're really trying to gain weight, the higher calorie options are there. Cooked with more olive oil, maybe a little heavier foods are on that side to help those guys that are really struggling to hang on to weight.
And Mr. McNair and the Houston Texans do a great job allowing you to help them do that. I mean, the Houston Texans have been voted one of the healthiest teams. There's a sign that hangs above the cafeteria. I mean, how important is that for you to have kind of the whole team behind you and a team network to get this done?
I am blessed to work for the best owner in the NFL, my words, and he has really invested in the health and wellness of not only his players but his staff. So our employees eat in that cafeteria where a lot of teams don't provide that as a luxury. And so when we had, for example, Aaron go vegan last year, people asked me how hard it was, and it really wasn't hard. We just added items for him. We didn't take anything away. So we have this wellness focus that kind of sets the stage for us as an organization. And again, who wouldn't want to work for the Houston Texans?
Were you, let's just touch on that real quick before I let you go. The whole Arian thing, when a player comes to you like that and says, hey, this is what I want to do. I mean, they're coming to you asking you the proper way to do it, but then he gets off of it. I mean, are you, other than telling him how to do it, do you have an opinion that you give to him, whether, you know what, this might not be the best thing for you. You need more carbs. You need more this.
I'm going to say today's player, and this might be stunning to people, are really very smart and savvy. So when someone comes with an evidence-based strategy, i.e. they want to be vegetarian or vegan, there's a lot of science to support that as a healthy lifestyle. So my job is to help make that happen. In the case of somebody who's vegan, it's never getting enough protein because we can work that out. The question is, can we get enough calories in? And that always is more the dilemma than protein. So for him, it was his personal decision to add foods back. But my job is to never discourage something that has science to support it.
All right, well, one last thing. In our next segment, we have a little feature where we actually ask the players if they're on game day, their pregame meal affects their play. We're going to hear their answers, but I want to hear your thoughts.
I'm going to say what is more important is what you do Monday through Saturday. And Sunday is whatever your gut's going to allow. So some guys have a routine that they've developed in high school that I don't change because they know that that's what sits well in their stomach on game day. Some guys eat a lot. Some guys eat a little. The goal for us is to provide every single option that somebody could possibly want in their wildest dreams so we can help them meet their own game day goals.
And you're big on Twitter with the guys and with everyone. Throw out your Twitter handle here.
At Roberta Anding.
All right. Ask Roberta your questions. We'll be back after this break and find out what the players think about their game day meals. Stay with us.